This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for tuning in today. This is Dave Gahary. I'm guest hosting for Daniel, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. And I want to thank Daniel, and I want to thank Catherine, and I'd like to thank John for putting this show together. There's a lot of work, as you may or may not know, that goes on behind the scenes to get this show up and running, and I greatly appreciate it. I know you do. So let me tell you what's going on here for today's show. First, let me tell you who I am. I've been on this broadcast here a couple of times with my cohort, with my partner in crime, Phil Turney, who was a survivor aboard the USS Liberty when it was attacked in international waters in 1967. By Israel, a story that very few people know about, but everybody should know about, and there's a reason why. I'll get into that later on briefly. But I also write for a newspaper, a national newspaper. I write articles for American Free Press. They were out of Washington, D.C. Now they're on the outskirts of D.C. I guess they wanted to get away from the hustle and bustle and the cost of the District of Columbia, or the District of Corruption, whatever you want to talk about it or call it. American Free Press is the newspaper whose forerunner was the Spotlight. And the Spotlight was actually a very big paper in the 70s and 80s and 90s until it was put out of business by the powers that be. It had a circulation of about 400,000, which, if you know anything about newspaper circulation, that is very big. It's a very big circulation. American Free Press now, they do the stories that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, doesn't want to cover. The stuff you hear on this radio show that Daniel brings you and Catherine brings you and John brings you. They put it together to give you the news that you will not hear on the corporate-controlled mainstream media. So myself, I am in the panhandle of Florida. So if you look at the map of Florida, you'll see that long peninsula. Not there. It's up by the Gulf of Mexico there. That's why they call it the panhandle. And it's nice and quiet up here. It's a beautiful area. We're about 200 miles or so from New Orleans, close to the Alabama border. Beautiful part of the country. Not very urban. It's quite rural. So it's not even suburban, because there's really no city to be the suburbs of. So that's where I am coming to you from. And we are in the central time zone versus what people think of Florida on the East Coast. It's in the Eastern time zone. No, we're in the Central time zone, or the Elvis time zone, which I guess a lot of the listeners here are. So let me just tell you a little bit about today. We're going to have a terrific guest on at the bottom of the hour, Ben Krause. He is a veterans advocate and an attorney as well, who struggled to get his benefits from the Veterans Administration and finally did and got his law degree. Prior to that, he still is a journalist, and he would write about the struggles that fellow veterans were having trying to get their benefits that were due them by the VA, and he still does that. And you can visit his website at disabledveterans.org. Ben is going to come on today, and we're going to talk about something that happened yesterday. It was National PTSD Awareness Day, and we're going to talk about that and how that affects so many Americans who have been in combat, and what they could do about it. And Ben's going to talk a little bit about himself and how he got to that position and what exactly he does. So it's going to be a great show. We're going to honor the veterans today. And Ben, like I said, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour in about 20 minutes. Let me tell you a little bit about the Liberty, because I had just wrote an article for the last edition of the paper, with the headline being "American Legion Betrays Servicemen. Prominent veteran group denies display space to Liberty Veterans Association." Let me just give you a quick description of the USS Liberty. On June 8, 1967, so we're talking over 51 years ago, the 51-year observance just passed this month, several weeks ago. The Liberty was a spy ship. It was trolling in international waters off the coast of the, at that time, the Egyptian-controlled Gaza Strip, just minding its own business, unarmed, unarmored, and it was viciously attacked by the Israeli Air Force and the Israeli Navy. 34 Americans were murdered, 31 sailors, 2 Marines, and 1 civilian, and almost 200 sailors and a Marine and 2 civilians were injured during this vicious terrorist attack, which is exactly what it was. And the crew was 294, so you can imagine that many killed or wounded. That's almost three-quarters of the entire crew being impacted by this vicious attack. And that's why it is called a massacre. The United States prevented planes from coming to the aid of the Liberty. The Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, and then our own President, President Johnson, prevented planes from reaching the Liberty and helping. And they didn't allow them to get to them almost 18 hours after this vicious attack. So this story has been covered up for 51 years from the eyes and ears of the entire world, because the cover-up began in the highest office of the United States government, in the executive branch, and it still continues to this day. The worst part about it is that the USS Liberty is the highest decorated ship in the history of the United States Navy for a single engagement, but nobody knows about it. So every school child should know about it. Everyone should know about it. We need to know about this. It's our history. It's our American history. But there are groups of people in this country still today, over half a century later, refusing to allow us to understand what happened and to honor the men on Liberty and to honor the U.S. Navy, to honor our country. It's an absolute disgrace. So Phil and I have put together a book called Erasing the Liberty, where you can go to erasingtheliberty.com and check it out. And we're also preparing a full-length feature film, where you can go to usslibertymovie.com and check that out as well. There's a trailer up there to see where some of the survivors were filmed, a British ship that's the same hull as the USS Liberty, a victory-hulled ship. So please check that out. So knowing that, in relation to what I just said, here's the article. It's a quick article. American Legion betrays servicemen. Prominent veteran group denies space to Liberty Veterans Association. In 2017, the 99th National Convention of the American Legion, the 2.4 million member war veterans organization founded in 1919, which was held in 2017 in Reno, Nevada, produced resolution number 40. It called upon the 115th United States Congress to publicly, impartially, and thoroughly investigate the attack on the USS Liberty and its aftermath, and to commence its investigation before the end of 2017, the 50th anniversary of the attack. Well, the reason they're asking Congress to investigate it is because Congress never did investigate the attack. This is the only major maritime incident that has never been afforded a congressional investigation. And the reason that it hasn't been is because the powers behind the scenes who have influence on our quote-unquote public servants. Goes on to say, although it was a valiant gesture to bring justice of the to the terror attack that took place aboard the spy ship USS Liberty, AGTR-5, where on June 8, 1967, 34 Americans were slaughtered and 174 more wounded in broad daylight in international waters, the reality is that the entire Congress is in the hip pocket of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. No investigation was completed last year, nor was it ever seriously considered. The American Legion, however, has now reneged on its promise to the USS Liberty. The American Legion declined the USS Liberty Veterans Association's, goes by the name LVA, their request to set up a booth at the 100th National Convention this year in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In fact, the letter from the American Legion to an LVA member was so harsh, one wonders why they even bothered passing resolution number 40 the previous year. The letter reads, please find enclosed the return of your 1. 2018 exhibitor contract request, 2. 2018 housing form request, 3. May 2nd, 2018 letter, and 4. Check for $1,000. The American Legion hereby declines your offer and request to rent exhibitor space at our national convention. No space nor housing has been reserved.
True pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This story out of New Jersey tells you where we're at and how dangerous it is. Bob Griswold last week. It's a great interview if you wanted to check that out. It was the end of last week. He talks about attrition. This is all about numbers and about attrition. And we value the Constitution, or we don't value the Constitution. When you have principals at school and what all these things mean, you have a principal at school apologizing for mentioning 1776. The Declaration of Independence is the greatest known achievement of mankind in the history of recorded history. It is the greatest moment ever recorded since, if you've been talking about the beginning of the Bible and the creation of man. Since that point, this is it, the highlight. This is the Mount Sinai of man's existence that we recognize by law in a country as big and as broad and as influential as the United States, that our rights come from a creator, that our endowment, that we are not beasts, that we are not human beasts, but that we are mankind, created by God, created, debunking evolution. And this principle is apologizing because he mentioned that. The Second Amendment is under attack, ladies and gentlemen. Shows like ours does a lot to, and independent media does a lot of complaining. Or bringing light, that's a better word. Bringing light to things that are wrong. You listening, you being informed, is obviously a huge part of what stopped the tide, what has ruined the algorithm, so to speak. Right now, in 2018, freedom, knowledge, it's not enough to know these things. The onslaught is here. It is beginning. I mean, the real onslaught. And I know that because now respected corporate media heads, they call themselves mainstream media, but corporate media heads are now openly calling for the repeal of the Constitution, for the eradication of part of the Bill of Rights, specifically Second Amendment, the First Amendment. We'll talk about that with John on the second hour. They are openly calling for these things. Right now, the idea that we are safer if we had gun control, we had gun laws. Well, gun laws don't keep London safe. They don't keep China safe. China, they just have stabbings all the time. It's illogical. It's stupid. Not to mention the fact that a war, how many millions of Americans, millions, that's not hyperbole, how many millions of Americans were saved because we were on to the hilt during World War II? Japan was going to invade the coast, Yamamoto. Yamamoto stopped them because he went to school in America. These are points that you need to have. If you're going to defend the Constitution, because this is the point that they're going to enter at, free speech and this are the two points. This is their main thrust. They're eroding all around, but this is the main thrust. If they can get this, then that tells you that you are subject, that you are not sovereign anymore. And that's what the Declaration of Independence, that's what 1776 said. No, you are sovereign. This is not my opinion. The first Supreme Court justice said Americans are sovereign without subjects. You are in relation to God himself, the Creator himself. You are next in relation to him. A government is not between you. Do you understand what that means? And if that is true, then you can have a gun if you want to have a gun. There is no issue that is more American than this. It's how America started. Britain was abusing American colonists left and right, and they went to take the guns. And then America said, nope, that's it. We're going to fire on you. We're going to run you out of town. We'll risk our life for this. Hopefully we'll do it again. Because once they do this, then they're eradicating 1776. They're saying that the Declaration of Independence is a lie. And now you have the teacher, a principal, apologizing for the greatest moment in the history of mankind, other than the Messiah. Since the beginning of creation until now, other than the Messiah, this is the greatest moment in recorded history. And this moron feels he needs to apologize to African-American students. And they wonder why America is divided. If we are not unified behind this idea of who you are, if you're not ready to defend this position, it's about to get overrun. And it's a matter of attrition. I said, where are the churches? The churches fomented this idea. The churches fomented this idea. They injected this idea into America in the 1770s. You are free. You are sovereign. You have divinity within you placed by a creator. You are intelligently designed, and the world is your domain, and dominion's been given to you. That's what the Declaration of Independence made law. It's like, not my opinion, it's law. And now this principal wants to apologize? What are these schools going to have to do before you get your kids out of it? I'd like to know. What are they going to have to do? We'll be back. We have Dr. John Willis on the other side. Stay tuned.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is meeting with Democrats and Republicans to discuss his Supreme Court nominee. Earlier today, the president was on Fox Business and asked if he would ask his nominee their perspective on Roe versus Wade.
Well, that's a big one, and probably not. They're all saying, don't do that, you don't do that, you shouldn't do that. But I'm putting conservative people on, and I'm very proud of Neil Gorsuch. He has been outstanding. His opinions are, you know, is so well written, so brilliant. And I'm going to try and do something like that, but I don't think I'm going to be so specific.
Today, the man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder. And in a developing story, ex-sports doctor Larry Nassar and a former trainer of his were charged with sex assault at a Huntsville, Texas gymnastics center. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're back, and I apologize for disappearing the way that I did. I didn't do that on purpose, but this happens sometimes, as I found out. The internet got knocked out here, and sometimes as far as it happens to us, the people in this alternative truth movement who are just trying to get information out to people, they knocked my internet out, which is pretty amazing. They took the whole thing out. So I'm speaking to you on my landline. It's always handy to have one of those. And what I was saying was that the reason I read that article about the Liberty was that even after half a century, more than half a century, and it was perfect that they knocked me out there, even after more than half a century, they don't want you to hear the story about the USS Liberty. Our own organization, the American Legion, which was created after the Great War, doesn't want the USS Liberty at their convention in Minneapolis, the 100th convention in Minneapolis, to talk about the USS Liberty. It is, like I said, I don't know if you heard it, but it is a national disgrace. And that's why we have to get that story out there. But now we've got the fellow that I told you about earlier, Ben Krause, veteran advocate and attorney, to talk about what he does, how he got to that position, talk about how he helps veterans, and also to discuss the PTSD, which yesterday was National PTSD Awareness Day. So, Ben, thank you for coming on, my friend.
Nice to hear from you again.
Yes, always a pleasure. Ben, why don't you tell the listeners, give them a brief description. I love to hear it because it's incredible how you had to struggle to get your benefits that were due you. You were in, the U.S. Air Force, and you had an injury. And please let the listeners know a little bit about yourself and how you got to that point where you're at now.
So when I was in the military, I had a few injuries, not just one. I served in the Air Force Mobility Command and worked on the flight line, as well as the Air Force Special Operations Command, and worked on the flight line there as well. During that period, I had a couple injuries, not just one, and it resulted in a few different permanent injuries, disabilities. When I got out, basically, man, it was like pulling teeth to try to get the truth out of the agency. And I think my story is so typical as far as that goes, where I initially received a 10% rating all the way back in 2001, I believe it was, or 2002. And from that point, had to fight tooth and nail until finally receiving a fair rating and decision in 2014 of 100% permanent and total. Now, during that period of time, of course, a lot occurred, right? And it took me using all of my vocational rehabilitation and employment benefits to not only get an undergrad approved and paid for, but also a law degree and also funding for my law practice that actually helps disabled veterans and their family members sue the Department of Veterans Affairs. So during that period of time, I became a very active veteran advocate as well as journalist, and ultimately was approved for law school after exposing the Department of Veterans Affairs on CBS Evening News with Katie Couric and their shameful treatment of disabled veterans in the voc rehab program. So we set up a Facebook group that grew and caught the notice of CBS at the time, I believe it was, and their lead reporter, Wyatt Andrews. And so he reached out and uncovered a lot of inconvenient truths, to borrow a term from Al Gore, about the agency. And ever since then, it's been a firestorm as far as what have we been exposing at the agency, and started a website called disabledveterans.org, where I function as a journalist and chief editor, where we publish daily uncomfortable truths about the Department of Veterans Affairs and what they're using and doing with American taxpayer dollars, and how they're mistreating veterans on a regular basis. So we've been able to turn the platform using, of course, my own disability compensation money at the time into a very powerful tool to expose how the agency is misusing and mismanaging government assets and funds, and using some of those newly acquired assets to actually harm veterans in their process for gaining access to benefits and effective and safe health care. So that's a little bit about my background, and what brings me in today is really to talk about what veterans are facing nationwide, what I'm seeing as far as trends and what the agency is doing with its contracting dollars, and how it's also affecting veterans getting their disability compensation benefits and vocational benefits and health care benefits, and ultimately how that's impacting veterans with PTSD. So for a little while during that time, I worked with Veterans for Common Sense, which is a nonprofit that sued the Department of Veterans Affairs in the Ninth Circuit on behalf of veterans with PTSD, alleging that the agency was failing to give us treatment in a timely and effective manner, which is true. The Ninth Circuit ultimately did not let that go through the en banc process. So we ended up being denied it en banc, unfortunately, on appeal. And cert was denied, but we believe if cert was approved at SCOTUS, at the Supreme Court, we probably would have won. But during that process, the agency did misstate how it's treating veterans with PTSD. And unfortunately, many of the courts out there are unaware of how the agency misstates its facts and misstates its evidence. And we didn't prevail at the time. And so now, many years later, we are still seeing the same effect where veterans with PTSD are not getting timely access to treatment. Veteran suicides are steady at about 20 every single day. And the agency is spending tens of millions of dollars each and every year on beautiful websites and pretty handouts that are obviously lacking effect. And veterans are still ending their lives because they lack timely and effective access to good treatment for PTSD. And so that's the state of affairs in a nutshell and how I got to this point, Dave.
Well, is PTSD now, could it be classified as an epidemic?
I would say that it is. The agency is still fighting with veterans and jerry-rigging the adjudicative system to prevent veterans from getting disability benefits that they are entitled to and deserve. They are making it more and more difficult to get a diagnosis and actually blocking veterans who have civilian care that has concluded otherwise, that they do have a PTSD diagnosis, and instead forcing those same veterans to receive evaluations from VA-approved doctors only. And so they're severely restricting the access to evidence and verification and proof that these veterans who are definitely suffering are able to avail to in order to win their claims.
And then I guess the most obvious question, at least for me, would be why? Why are they doing this to the veterans?
At this time, and probably for the, I would say, the past 4 to 5 years, there have been talks within D.C. about how to restrict or reduce the cost of disability compensation. And ultimately, we're talking about the cost of war. They want the cost of war to be cheaper. Of course, the cheaper the cost of war and cleaning up the mess, the more likely it is it will engage in more war. And I would say by that same argument that the more expensive it is, the less likely or less palatable future wars will be. And so there does seem to be a direct attack. It's been going on for decades against veterans with PTSD. Even the Army up and through 2012 had engaged in outright fraud against service members with PTSD and were actually caught making falsified records to preclude those veterans from getting access to the benefits they were deserving, saying that, well, you know, the cost of this, they would say, is going to cost taxpayers $1.4 million. So to be good stewards to the taxpayers, we're going to basically falsify evidence. And, you know, last I checked, the psychiatrist is certainly not supposed to be beholden to the taxpayer, but to the individual they're providing treatment to, and to behave in a way that is truthful and ethical. That's clearly not what the Army was engaging in during the Madigan scandal back in 2012 that was exposed, or the personality disorder scandal that predated it, where the agency was falsifying records again to prove that veterans were either malingering or that the symptoms of very real PTSD due to multiple deployments and other impacts of war were the result of some kind of childhood issue, as opposed to what was really the cause, which is, of course, a war and multiple deployments during that war.
So, as far as you could tell, it's an economic decision. That's why they're doing it. That's the main reason.
That's the main reason, and that's the only reason that's been put forth. Mm-hmm. The only reason that we can tell is, you know, these occasional slips from the government and from government actors who admit to what they're doing and are caught by recording or some other means.
Wow. Wow. Just a disgrace. Here are these people, these men and women are signing up to serve their country, and this is what they're getting. They're actually getting people who conspire against them. Unbelievable. We're coming up on a five-minute break. Ben's going to be with us when we come back. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thanks for coming back. During the break, Ben and I were talking, and Ben just got some breaking news, which has not been disseminated anywhere. Ben, please tell the listeners about this. It's incredible.
Sure thing. So if you're a disabled veteran like me, you're probably paying attention to how the VA is broadcasting information to you, whether it's about benefits or whether it's about, you know, what your specific benefits are or whatever it is. You're always trying to pay attention to what the next new shiny widget is going to be that the VA is pushing your way. And so one of those widgets recently, maybe 3 to 4 years ago, was e-benefits, right? So we're all familiar with the ebenefits.gov website. It's frequently broken. It's been hacked. there's been a lot of problems with that particular website. So apparently in 2016, because the federal government is so great at developing websites, and I would like to point everyone's attention to the Obamacare websites back in 2014 that were a colossal mess. I think it was 2014, where they were published and nothing worked. It was a really big scandal. People got fired, you know, whatever. So anyway, with the VA, I was really curious about this new website that everyone's been pushing called vets.gov. You know, and I went there, and I myself, you know, as chief editor of my own publication, disabledveterans.org, I'm pretty familiar with web design, and that's a chunk of what I do in addition to being a journalist. So I'm trying to follow, you know, technology and other things. And so anyway, I did a FOIA request because, you know, that's what a good journalist does. You put in a FOIA request to report on the news, and wanted to know how much did this cost? I mean, the shiny new widget that we call vets.gov, really interesting stuff. Now, wouldn't you know that I get the FOIA back right now, and I'm looking at it, the American taxpayer is paying $40 million for that website. $40 million for that website and the services attached to it, which to me is staggering. I mean, I can't even imagine how many psychologists I could hire to treat veterans suffering from PTSD or neurologists to help veterans with traumatic brain injury or these other conditions. You know, but instead the agency is really fixated right now on hiring contractors and vendors to create these fancy websites. So anyway, this one, vets.gov, cost American taxpayers, as of right now, assuming no other changes occur between now and, you know, in the future, which could, you know, increase that dollar amount, $40 million.
Oh,
I mean, just
wow. And you just
amazing.
got that FOIA back just now.
I just got it. I was just looking at it right now. And so I'm just scrolling through my email, and I was like, oh, I'll be. So sure enough, I looked up the name of the company, Ad Hoc LLC. And so, I mean, this is kind of an interesting term, right? So we're paying a company called Ad Hoc LLC a lot of money to create a website that's connected to some stuff, right? So this is pretty interesting stuff. So, I mean, the choice of the term for the company name, too, is interesting because it's called Ad Hoc, which, if you look it up, is defined as basically an organization that is not planned in advance, but is done or formed only because of a particular situation.
Exactly,
So that is hilarious. And so I looked up the website, again, while we're on the phone, and I'm like, who are these guys anyway? Wouldn't you know it's the same company that brought us healthcare.gov? So the same company that apparently worked on healthcare.gov, according to its own website, is building vets.gov for $40 million. I think they, of course, charged, Health and Human Services, was it like $1 billion for the healthcare.gov website or something ridiculous? I can't remember what the price was, but it was like an astronomical amount. And of course, it didn't work. That was the big problem with it, is that they rolled it out and it didn't work, and the individual in charge then was fired almost immediately. Well, that same company, regardless of whatever the problem might have been there with healthcare.gov, is the one bringing us vets.gov to the tune of $40 million.
Like, I mean, it's a cliche, but you can't make this stuff up. I mean,
no, you can't make this up. You can't make it up. And so, you know, again, I'm looking at this. We're talking about PTSD. We're talking about, you know, veterans being wrongfully denied, being denied their rights on a regular basis, and the agency, in fact, trying to overtly, through the change of regulations and other actions behind the scenes, reduce the payouts to these veterans on PTSD, and yet their budget is going up. Where is the money going, I would like to know? And, of course, now we know it's going to projects like vets.gov and other types of things to prevent suicide. Although, of course, suicide seemingly is maintained. And so they're doing all these projects that look cute, they look pretty, but they're ineffective and lack the follow-up to even know whether or not they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So anyway, I wanted to bring that to your audience.
I'm glad you did. You got your FOIA request returned exactly when we're doing the show. So, I mean, we couldn't have asked for anything better.
No,
I would encourage folks to go to disabledveterans.org and sign up for the e-newsletters because I know, because I do, but I know that Ben's going to be doing a story on this.
And thank goodness we're going to touch on it.
Yeah, touch on it.
Thank goodness you are on the case, and I've said that for many years, because you are a great American. You're a great man for what you do and how you do it. You're a real investigative reporter, and there's so few of those people out there nowadays. Let me give the number here in case anybody wants to call in and ask Ben any questions. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we've got, you know how fast time goes on radio, Ben. We've only got right now just a few minutes before the next break and the end of the hour. Where did it go? I mean, they knocked me out for a while, but we've got a few minutes left. But let's tell listeners, Ben, they go to your website. They go to disabledveterans.org. There's tons of stuff to read there. You're in Minnesota. Is there a way that you can help folks who are not in Minnesota besides obviously educating them by your website from what they read?
Yeah, absolutely. So I run a national law firm, and I represent disabled veterans across the nation. I also represent good VA employees who are wrongfully fired or being harassed by VA bureaucrats, so I do both. I know some people may not think that exists. It's like a snipe hunt, right? A good VA employee is like trying to find a snipe. But there are quite a few out there, and many of them are disabled veterans who are wrongly denied reasonable accommodations and other things. So I have a website for my law practice. It's very simply BenjaminKrausLaw.com. My last name is spelled K-R-A-U-S-E for anyone curious about that. But I provide representation as an attorney now across the U.S., but on my website, I have a ton of information about traumatic brain injury and a scandal we broke there where the VA was using unqualified doctors to examine TBI. It affected at least 25,000 veterans. So we exposed that here through my own research. It also exposed a massive scandal where the agency was denying emergency room healthcare payments for veterans needing non-VA emergency care. And so I exposed that last year. That's a $1 billion scandal. And, you name it, we've been exposing it here. Whether it's the Crow Flies rule that we exposed in 2014, I have a real close relationship with a lot of members in the press and help them get stories out in their own local community on both TV and print to try to, do the best we can to try to get veterans justice.
That's great. Ben, we're coming up on the break. 5 seconds. Can you stay with us for some calls?
Absolutely.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.